The readings today invite us to examine the way we approach prayer. In prayer, we can demand that God listen to us and do what we ask, as Martha did, or we can quietly respond to Jesus' invitation to come listen to him, as Mary did. In our Catholic tradition, Mary's kind of quiet has always been understood not so much as the absence of noise, but the absence of that criticizing, self-absorbed inner chatter that can feel like it's our real self, but which is absolutely not. Jesus is quite clear about which approach is better, and that it's a choice. The Gospel challenges you and me to take an honest look at our own habits of prayer. A few years ago, I was asked to do a little workshop on prayer. This Gospel formed the nucleus of one part of it. I read it to the group and then asked them to reflect for a moment and see what part of their prayer habits was Martha-like and what was Mary-like when Jesus dropped by to visit. Not surprisingly, most folks reported that it was a mix. Sometimes it was all about whether their house was in order and everything was under control. Other times it was very different. A lot depended on people's ages and what was going on in their lives at the time. One young woman described an invitation she vividly remembered of being gently drawn to sit quietly and watch the sun go down at the beach. I can't say I prayed with words just then. I just felt very close to God, the way I can easily imagine it was for Mary. It seemed like all God wanted to do just then was to sit quietly together with me and deeply enjoy the beauty of that moment of creation. So I took the invitation, just to be. If there was any verbal prayer expressed at all, it was just a quiet wow that seemed to come from both me and God at the same time as we responded to the beauty at hand and the joy of being together. I remember feeling a huge sense of humble privilege in this curious sense that God was enjoying me, enjoying being with him, enjoying the sunset together, if that makes any sense. We were comfortable with each other in a very close and personal way. I felt very, very real, like who I was really supposed to be all along. People nodded and murmured that something like that had happened to them, too. For some, it happened while watching a child sleep. For others, it was during a quiet moment floating on a lake or while being deeply absorbed in something they really liked to do. The Martha contingent spoke up, too. One man had worked as a site supervisor for Habitat for Humanity. I can remember praying one day when it seemed that everything that could possibly go wrong was doing just that. Half the crew leaders who were supposed to have shown up that day didn't. The materials I specifically asked for weren't there. We were missing tools, the generator wouldn't start, and the previous crew had put three windows in upside down, which I had to correct before we could begin working on our own stuff. I remember thinking, what do I have to do, build this whole house all by myself? I was not happy with God just then. As I prayed for the strength to be able to get through the day, I remembered St. Teresa of Avila's expression, if this is the way you treat your friends, God, it's no wonder you have so few of them. I guess if I had to describe my prayer, I said it was pretty much, come on, God, this is a mess. Would you please take some time off from running the universe and just fix this? Now. Now would be good. Other folks chuckled and reported similar scenes of their own when they were sick, when things were not going well at school, work, or in the domestic circle. I asked if anyone had felt any fear at those times. It took a few moments, but people began to say that mostly hadn't thought about it, but yes, there had been some fear, mostly centering on themselves, how others would perceive them, fear of failure or some other kind of negative outcome for themselves. Maybe that's why Jesus said, don't be afraid, one of the younger folks said. Focusing on what's in it for us and how others will look at us leads to all kinds of weird behavior, doesn't it? An angry prayer is my habitat, friends observed. We moved on to ask why Jesus had described Mary as the better part. There was plenty of discussion and also a fair amount of disagreement. Jesus was saying that listening to God is more important than just doing stuff, one man suggested. Yes, replied an older woman in the group, but Martha was doing what had to be done. The normal things that everyone does when company comes. She was right to ask Jesus to tell Mary to get up and help. Others weren't so sure. My friend Jim wondered, would someone who could multiply loaves and fish and convert 140 gallons of water into wine really be that worried about what he was going to have for dinner? It became obvious to everyone that it was a good time for a break, so we quickly wrote down some thoughts on our easel to pick up the discussion when we came back together, and then took a break. We didn't resolve the question back then, and we don't have to resolve it here either. It's worth pondering, though, when we receive the Eucharist today. As we pray in that moment, are we there more to talk or to listen? It'll likely always be a mix, but do we find ourselves preferring just to be quietly together with God, or are we uncomfortable if we're not saying or doing something? Does our prayer focus more on the experience of love within it, or on results. This certainly isn't a quiz, and no one's salvation depends on getting the answer right, whatever that might mean. But if someone asked which way you or I chose to pray most of the time, what would we say? And why would we say it?